kākou e nā ohana, lana ka mana o mai ka ino o kō pākahia pau, mahalo ki ia hui hou ana o kākou I ki ia pule no ke kahi haawina o lelo Hawaii. It's great to be back. Hope everyone's doing maikai. And welcome back to another haawina o lelo Hawaii this week for another haawina hui ki pai pai. Maikai loa. E nā ana kākou I nā pahuhopu o ke ia pule, let's take a look at the goals for this week. Nā pahuhopu o ke ia pule is helu e kahi, e ho'oma'ama'a I nā pepeke painu. Alright, so let's take a look at the pepeke painu that we're going to ho'oma'ama'a practice, yeah? The first pepeke painu is the pepeke painu kūmau. Yeah? And kūmau, remember, has no tense. Yeah, it's just a habitual action, something that happens, okay? That tends to happen. So that's our first thing that we're going to review is the pepeke painu kūmau. The second one is the pepeke painu kaoha, which is, again, is the command, right? Either using e in the positive form or mai in the negative form. The next one is noka va ihala. Okay, keep in mind these phrases now. Va ihala means something that happened in the past, right? A completed action. And that maka painu is ua in the positive form and e in the negative form. Okay, keep this in mind. This is very important. The next one is noka va ano, right? Again, noka va ano, something that is happening in the present time, in the present moment, right? In the process of happening. And that is, we use ke ne in the positive form. Yeah, ke blank ne in the positive form, e blank ne in the negative form. Okay? In those blanks, we put the painu, right? That's where the verb goes. All right, and the next one is noka va ehiki mayana. Okay, it didn't happen yet. It's not happening right now. It will happen in the future. Okay, it will happen sometime. And for that, we use the eana, yeah, the eana in both the positive and negative forms. They don't change, they remain the same. Eana, eana. Maikai, next one. Noka ho ike ikahana ano. Okay, for something that is happening right now or in the process of happening or becoming something, yeah? And again, eana in both the positive and negative forms, we refer to this as eana elua, yeah? Eana elua, which is number two, and whereas the first eana is eana ekahi. Okay, so just keep that in mind. We didn't mark it here, but keep that in mind. And the last thing is eho'omau ina hua olelo okaha'uki. We're going to continue building up our vocabulary words for the various types of sports. All right, so with that said, elu'u kākou I ka haawina. Let's dive into the haawina and check out what we have in store for you for this week. All right, so here's our first example of nā maka painu, our ho'oma'ama'a, practicing our maka painu. In this example, the la'ana, the main la'ana at the top is a pepeke painu kūmau. There is no tense. So let's take a look at that. Ki o ka leo I ke kinipōpō pōhina'i. All right. What was the word ki again? He aha ka mana'o. Aye, to shoot. In this case, a basketball, right? In the context of the sport of basketball. Who's doing the shooting? O ka leo. What is ka leo shooting? I ke kinipōpō pōhina'i. Maika'i, the basketball. We have an image there. We have a ki'i there of the basketball. Let's take a look at this sentence, this pepeke painu kūmau, and let's add some maka painu to it, yeah, to add some tense to it. Because remember, the pepeke painu kūmau has no tense. It's something that happens habitually, right? It's a habitual action. Now we're going to add the maka painu to give us some tense to it, okay? To give us a sense of time. All right, so in the first example, we have e kiana. O ka leo, ike kinipōpō, ka leo will shoot the basketball, okay? And in the negative form, a ole e kiana o ka leo, ike kinipōpō, ka leo will not shoot the basketball. Okay, maika'i, very good. O mawaku. The next one is keinei. Ke kinei o ka leo, ike kinipōpō, ka leo is shooting the basketball. Right now, as we speak, and in the negative form, a ole e kinei o ka leo iki kinipōpō. Ka leo is not shooting the basketball right now as we speak. Okay, And the last one is the makapainu ua. Okay? Ua ki o kaleo ikikini popo. Okay? Kaleo shot the basketball. Right? Kaleo shot the basketball. Because now we have ua as our makapainu. Okay? And in the negative form, aole iki o kaleo ikikini popo. Kaleo did not shoot the basketball. Remember now, in the negative form, ua changes to I. Okay? Enana kako ikikahila ana. Let's take a look at another example. All right, Maika'i, here we have another one, another sport. Yep. The word is hoi va'a. Okay, hoi va'a means to paddle canoe. Aye, hoi va'a. And just to note that in this painu, we have a combination of two words, yeah, that make up this one word. Hoi is the paddle, va'a is the canoe. And when you hoi va'a, right, you are paddling the canoe, okay? So keep that in mind as we look at this example, okay? So hoi va'a, right, to paddle. Who's doing the paddling? Ka'u ohana, okay? Where are they doing the paddling? Ma kevalo. Oh, where's kevalo? Ma o ahu. So that is our pepeke painu kumau. No tense involved. We're just stating it that, hey, my family, we paddle canoe at kevalo on o ahu. Okay, there's no tense involved. We're just stating what we do. All right. Now let's go ahead and put some makapainu to these. E ana ke nei en ua. The first one, e hoi va'a ana. Ka'u ohana. Ma ke valo, ma o ahu, in the positive form. In the negative form, a ole e hoi va'a ana, ka'u ohana, ma ke valo, ma o ahu. Okay? My family will not paddle at ke valo on o ahu. Okay? Meika'i, with the makapainu ke nei, ke hoi va'a nei, ka'u ohana, ma ke valo, ma o ahu. Okay, so my family is paddling right now as we speak at kevalo on o'ahu. And the negative form, a ole e hoi va'a nei, ka'u ohana, ma kevalo, ma o'ahu. My ohana is not paddling at this present moment at kevalo on o'ahu. The last one is the makapainu ua. Okay, ua hoi va'a. Ka'u ohana, ma ke valo, ma o ahu. All right, in the positive form, my family paddled at ke valo on o ahu. All right, and in the negative form, a ole I hoi va'a, ka'u ohana, ma ke valo, ma o ahu. My ohana, my family did not paddle at ke valo on o ahu. Yeah, great practice, yeah, to see how we can take a pepeke painu, kumau, and add the maka painu to them and to give us an idea of when these actions took place. Whether it just happens, it's a continual habitual thing, or if it's going to happen, or if it's happening right now, or if it happened in the past. Okay? Maika'i, eho o mawaku no. All right, the last one is holo. Paiki kala, laua makiala nui. Okay? Holo paiki kala is again made up of two words, holo and paiki kala, right? To holo means to ride. What are we riding? Paiki kala, a bicycle. Okay? Who's doing the riding? Ai, laua, those two guys in the picture right there. Where are they riding? Makiala nui, on the road. Let's take this pepeke painu kumau, this habitual, no tense sentence, and add some maka painu to them. Okay, so here we go. Hanaho, just like how we did in the first two examples, we're just going to run through them all. All right, so let's put them into the various maka painu. Number one, e holo paiki kalahana laua makiala nui, in the positive form. Them two, or they two, are going to ride bike on the road. In the negative form, a ole laua e holo paiki kalana makiala nui. They're not going to ride bike on the road. Okay, so they're going to ride bike someplace else. Yeah. All right. Ho'omau. Ke holo paiki kalanei laua Ma ke ala nui. Them two, they two are currently, presently riding their bike on the ala nui at this time. A ole laua e holo paiki kala nei. Ma ke ala nui. They're not riding their bike on the road at this time, at this present moment, yeah, in the negative form. All right, and the last one is ua holo paiki kala laua ma ke ala nui. They too, those two guys, they rode their bike on the road. And in the negative form, a ole laua I holo paiki kala ma ke ala nui. They too, them two guys, did not ride their bike on the road. Mai ka iloa, and this is going to help you prepare for what we're going to do for this week, which is an interactive ha'avina. So let's take a look at the okui, or the directions. We're going to ho'o ma'ama'a haku hopuna olelo. You folks are going to haku your own hopuna olelo based on the following criteria. So let's take a look. Enana kako. All right, helu ekahi. Create a pepeke painu sentence to describe the picture that we're going to provide using the proper maka painu. Maikai, helu elua. Review the items to be included in the sentence. So we're going to have a list for you. So you're going to need to review the items that need to be included. Okay, these are the criteria that must be included in the sentence. And lastly, use words from all previous papa hua olelo, okay, our various vocabulary lists. Okay, with that said, let's take a look at the first la'ana. We're going to give you an example first before we let you haku your hopuna olelo with your kumu or with your fellow ohana or amongst yourselves, yeah, within your ohana, hikino, and we're going to have fun. Here we go. All right, so this is how the ho'oma'ama'a will work. We're going to give you the following criteria, and you're going to create a sentence based on this. But this is just an example. Yeah, this is a la'ana of how this ho'oma'ama'a is going to work. Okay. So we want the maka painu to be a kumau. We want the painu to be the word kili. We want the piko to be a ka'imeme'a combination. We want a papani to be in the ave. Okay. Here's an example of what it could look like. We would like you to do both a positive and a negative statement, okay? So the first one is hili. We chose ko'u anakala as our ka'i meme apiko. And the ave is ike kini popo ya maua, okay? Ike kini popo ya maua. All right, so my uncle hili da bo, he went hili da kini popo. In this case, the baseball, right? Yamaua to us in our direction, yeah, toward us. Okay. Negative form would be a ole hili ko'u anakala iki kini popo yamaua. All right, maikai. So this is the la'ana. On the next slide, you guys are going to do this. Oya, no leila, ko'u manawa keia. This is your turn. So let's take a look at the next slide. Okay, now here's the criteria. Again, maka painu will be a kumau. The painu will be the word hili. The piko will be a ka'imeme'a combination. Totally up to you. And the ave will be a papani. Right? The papani will be receiving the action. It could be maua. It could be kaua. It could be any of the papani that we've learned thus far. All right? So this is the criteria. Go ahead and pause the video. Okay, enakumu. So the kumu, your kumu will pause the video, and you guys will take a few minutes to go ahead and haku your own pepeke painu. Okay, you're going to haku your own pepeke painu, and then you're going to share out. Okay, so after you create your pepeke painu, either by yourself or with your family member or with another ohana, then you're going to share out, and then we're going to come back and ho'omau, and also put it in the pahu kole kole so that everybody can see. Maika'i loa. Oh yeah, maika'i. Lucky maika'i. Good luck. We'll see you in a few minutes. Aloha. Oh yeah, maika'i. We're back. Hopefully you created your pepeke painu using the pepeke painu kumau with the word hili and the ka'imeme'a as your piko and a papani as your ave. And that you guys had good fun sharing out. And that everybody had made their own pepeke painu kumau using these criteria. All right, iho mau kako. The next one would be, here's another la'ana for you guys. Number one, we want the maka painu to be va'ihala. Okay, remember what maka painu is that? Ai, polole ua. Okay, maikai, you know what the maka painu is. Number two, we want the painu to be ho'okuku. Okay, what does ho'okuku mean? All right, so go ahead and check your papo hua olelo if you're not remembering what ho'okuku means at this time. Ale pilikia, a'ole pilikia. Take some time to go look it up in your papo hua olelo. This is the painu or the verb that we're going to use. The piko will be a ka'i meme'a combination again. And the ave will be a papani as well. So here's what we created. And you guys can use this as a la'ana, as an example. Okay, so in the positive form, we created the pepeke. Ua ho'okuku e kaika mahine ya la'ua. The kaika mahine competed with them too. Yeah, la'ua. Those two guys, la'ua them too. Yeah. And in the negative form, a'ole I ho'okuku ke kaika mahine ya la'ua. The kaika mahine did not compete with those two guys over there. All right, maikai, that's the example. That's the la'ana. So go ahead and use this as a template for your ha'avina. And here we go. All right, again, we want the maka painu to be va'ihala. We want the painu to be ho'okuku. And we want the piko to be a ka'i meme'a combination. And lastly, we want a papani to be in the ave. No leila, remember now, you want a haku, both a positive and a negative form of the sentence. Okay. All right. Again, pause the video and have fun with that. And I'll check back with you in a few minutes. Ahui ho. Oya maika'i loa. Hope you guys created some fun pepeke painu with va'ihala, and that you guys have a better sense of how to create this pepeke as we are doing an interactive ha'avina tonight. Remember now, there are no wrong answers, but we would like you to check with your kumu. Yeah, make sure that you have everything in the proper place. You have the okina and the kahako. You have the proper markers, especially for the papani, right, in the ave. Because it's a papani, you mark it with the amilauka ya and not e. So hopefully you got some great tips from your fellow ohana, your kumu, and that you guys had a good fun tonight with this interactive ho'oma'ama'a or practice ha'avina. Yeah? No leila maika'i loa? All right, here's one more la'ana. Here we go. We want the maka painu to be va'ano. Okay, what is va'ano? Aye, happening right now. Yeah, at this present moment. We want the painu to be makaukau. Okay, we know what makaukau means. It means ready. If you're ready, then you have skills, right? You're skilled in something. Okay, and we want the piko to be an i'oa. Remember what an i'oa is, Ea? Right, it's a name. And then the ave, we want the ave to include a ka'imeme'a. Okay, a ka'imeme'a in the ave. And we want it to be in both the positive and negative forms. But here's what we came up with. All right, let's check it out. Ke makaukau ni o ka leinani I ka ho'oma'ama'a. All right, and she is doing povavai. Yeah, the hauki of povavai, which is soccer. Ka leinani is becoming skilled from practice because she is determined and she is practicing every single day. Okay, in the negative form, we put down a'ole e makaukau ni. O kaleinani I ka ho'oma'ama'a. Kaleinani is not in the process of becoming skilled because of practice or due to practice or from practice. All right, so this is our example. This is what we created. Now it's your turn. Yeah, o ko manawa keia. One more time for good measure. Here we go. All right, same thing. For the maka painu, you want it to be va'ano. You want the painu to be makaukau, which means skilled. We want the piko to be an i'oa, so you guys choose a name, yeah, and you plug it in there. And finally, we want to have a ka'imeme'a in the ave, okay? Pause the video, talk story, create your pepeke, put it in the pahu kole kole, and share out with your fellow ohana. Hiki no, Lucky mai ka'i. Good luck. Ahui ho. Oia, mai ka'i loa. Oia vale no e na ohana no keia pule. Mahalo keia hui ana. We hope that you enjoyed creating your pepeke painu sentences with the various maka painu, and that you had fun interacting with your fellow ohana and your kumu, and that you created some wonderful pepeke painu based on the criteria that we gave you. Ea? Mahalo nui keia hui ana e na ohana. E vala o kaku mahope. A I ka vāku pono a hui ho aku no. Aloha. The production of this podcast was supported by grant number 90NB0038-02-00 from ACF. Its content is solely the responsibility of Aha Punana Leo Incorporated and does not necessarily represent the official views of ACF.